أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين من العلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Now, within issue 122, removal of najis al-ayn, still we how to make things pure. Here we have number seven or eight, how to make things are pure. Within issue number 222, if body of an animal is stained with an najis al-ayn, so we have an animal, and this animal has its body stayed with najis al-ayn. Yes, I just received your letter right now, Sayyidina. Right now I received your letter. Okay? Now, so, if a body of an animal is stained, it means that comes to the body of an animal with a najis al-ayn, like blood, okay, or with something which has become najis, either by najis al-ayn itself, essential najasa itself, blood, semen, urine, or no, by something which become mutanajis, which become najis by najis al-ayn. For example, if my hand has become najis through touching what? Through touching the urine or the blood, then with my 226, that's good, very good. Yes, you know, Sayyidina, because I'm giving too many lessons, so yes, I make sign right here. Yes, you are right. Thank you, Sayyid. So issue number 226, the dung and urine of an animal, dung, the excretion of an animal, and urine of it, which is habituated to eating human excrement. So we have an animal, and that animal get used of eating what? Of eating human excrement, especially a human excrement. Nothing else, not animal excrement, but human excrement. For example, a hen, a duck, a goat, a sheep, a cow, a camel. If one of these animals used on what? On eat a human excrement. So this animal is najis. This animal is najis. Its sweat is najis. It is haram to eat it. Okay? Or to take its milk, or to use its leather for making what? Making a jacket or something like that. It is not allowed. So this animal is what? Is najis, and it could be made pure by subjecting it to istibra. So how can I make this animal pure? Since you said that this animal is najis because he get used of eating human excrement. But I think, yes, I'll be close to the, I'll make the computer close. Yes, I know maybe, yes. Okay, now you, inshallah, you will listen to me clearly, I hope that. Okay, now, if this animal become what?
Okay.
How we can make this animal, how we can this make this animal what? As pure. Here, Sayyid Sistani said, it is, he can make us, or he can make this animal if what? If, okay. Yes, so we have this animal, and this animal is what? Is najis, and we cannot eat its meat, we cannot use any of its products, okay? Its meat or something like, or its milk. So, can we make it back? Say Sistan said, yes, we can make this animal back by what? By subjecting it to istibra. By subjecting it to istibra. That is, what is istibra? What is istibra? It should be prevented from eating najasa, and bad food should be given to it. How that comes? Just to put this animal in, for example, in a room, or in a jail, or something like that, or in a fence, inside a fence, and feed that animal with what? With good food, with pure food. So, till such time that it may no more be considered an animal which eats najasa. In this case, so we will give him a time to feed that animal for a time. But definitely it will come with the next issue. That animal or the animals aren't equal of giving the same time, putting them inside the fence or inside a limited place. So for example, for a hen, it is not the same period of time we kept it, or for a camel, it is different time. So let's see that. As a recommended precaution, the following animals should be prevented from eating najasa for the period specified. So that's not the same period, not the same day, not the same time, but each animal has different period, which is completely different from the other. For example, camel should be kept not eating or not letting to go out and to eat any of here or there. It is, we should kept it for 40 days. For 40 days, we give this camel what? A pure food. And after the 40 days, that camel become halal. And cow should be kept for 20 days. Should be kept for 20 days. And to give the cow what? The pure food for that 20 days. After the 20 days, the cow become halal. How about the goat, sheep for 10 days, and the waterfowl should be kept 5 or 7 days. 5 or 7 days. Okay, how about domestic hen? It is for 3 days. You see, so that each animal has different period of time. We should keep it, we should arrest it at that place, and to give it pure food. After the period, that animal will come back, will come pure again. So the period specified, he completed. That means when we said 40 days for a camel, it should be 40 days. It should be what? 40 days. No less. No less. Okay, even if the animals cease to be considered as eaters of najasa earlier than that. So, it doesn't matter. Even the animals ceases to be what? to be considered as eaters of najasa earlier than that. For example, maybe somebody said, yes, but this camel doesn't eat the najasa for 30 days. Why should I keep it for 40 days? No, it is a rule and you should follow it. It is a hukum and you should follow this hukum. Otherwise, the animal will stay what? Will stay jallal, will stay najis and not halal to eat. Jallal, this is the word in Arabic. So it should do all, yes, it should do all the period. Okay? Now, within issue 227, we have another way of making things pure. That subject or this topic, we call it disappearance of a Muslim. Disappearance of a Muslim. Within issue 227, when body, dress, household utensil, carpet, or any similar thing which has been in the possession of a Muslim, you see, anything that a Muslim or these things under the possession of a Muslim, it means that he owns these things, he can take care of these things, okay, under his hand, we call it. So, of a Muslim becomes najis. If one of these things become najis, and thereafter that Muslim disappears, and that thereafter that Muslim what? Disappears. Okay? The things in a question can be treated as what? As pure. Now, I consider these things as pure. How it comes these things become a pure? Okay. This appears, it means, for example, I saw you, okay, we meet together, then you gave me your baby, and your baby pissed on my clothes. Okay, I'll tell you, Sayyidina. Okay, I'll tell you. I came to your house, okay, and you gave me your baby, and that baby get pissed on my saya or abaya, okay? Then I say, see you, fi amanillah, see you, okay? Then I left for example, 6 hours or 8 hours. I went to my house, I went to my any place. The most important, you didn't see me through or within this time. So I am absent you within this time. So here, this is what we call it, disappearance. Here, we call it disappearance. Disappearance, it is according to the person who was seeing. In our example, according to you. Because you saw that your kid get pissed off my sire. Okay? Get pissed on my sire. But I left you for 6 hours. Then I came back. For example, it is time for prayers, noon prayers, Salat al-Zuhr. And you think, Sheikh Amir, my son get pissed on his sire. Now, what shall I say? And it's supposed that his sire is pure. He's going to perform Salah. And Salah needs a pure clothes. Here, what shall we say? Shall we say this sire is najis or is it pure? In this case, we will say it is pure. Why? Because we think that he is absent for some times. Yes, exactly. He's absent for some times. Within this time, it is possible that Sheikh Amir, he went and he washed his clothes and make them dry. and iron them, and he come back again. It is possible, especially with this time. Definitely, if he go and come back with a time, we cannot imagine that he could purify his clothes. Definitely, we'll say that his clothes is still najis. Okay? But if he is absent for a time, that this time is enough for him to what? To purify clothes. And not only that, but also we expect from Sheikh Amir that he is taking care of najasa and tahara. He is taking care of purifying and non-purifying clothes, because he is a religious man and he is looking after tahara all the time. Okay, so in this case we say that his clothes is what? His clothes are pure, and these are what comes in the other issue, the coming issues. So when body, dress, household utensil, carpet or any similar thing which has been in the possession of a Muslim becomes najis, okay, and thereafter that Muslim disappears, the things in question can be treated as what? As a pure. Why? If one believes that he, this person, in our example Sheikh Amir, he may have what? He may have washed them. Okay? May, not sure, may. So you say, since you said it is may, not sure, why would you, we count, yes, why we account his clothes is what? Is pure. This is the hukum. This is the hukum. Why? Because all the signs refers that we should rule his hukum, his things are what? Pure, not impure. But the recommended precaution, yes, is that he should not take them as pure. Actually, a mu'min, some of the mu'mins, they, it should be a mu'min should take care of najasa and tahara. But some of them, they don't care of najasa and tahara. I have to look after him. I have to say, this person, anybody, any Muslim, this rule, it is belong to any Muslim. But we should know that this mu'min or this Muslim, he is taking care of najasa and tahara. So in this case, if he is absent within this period of time, which is enough to purify his clothes, I'll say that he purified his clothes, and his clothes or his things in his house, which was najis, now it is what? It is pure. It is pure. And the other thing, if this Muslim is not taking care of najasa and tahara, I cannot say that his clothes become what? Become pure. Okay, so look for to say, sister, what he's saying, that he may have washed them, but the recommended precaution is that he should not take them as a pure, except with the following conditions. So I cannot say that the clothes of this person are what? Are pure, unless I have conditions. So what are the conditions, Sayyidina? Number one, I have 5 conditions. Look, it's very, it is important. That Muslim should be believing in the najasa of an object which made his body or dress najis. So he should believe that this najasa, it comes to his clothes or it comes to his... He should believe that this is a najasa. So if he said, no, this is not najasa, so is he going to purify it or not? Definitely he's not going to purify it. Why? Because saying it is not najasa. So in this case, when he when he's absent and he came back again, I won't saying that his clothes is what is purified. I won't saying that his clothes is purified. Okay? Alright. So, yes. That Muslim should be believing in the najasa of an object, which made his body what? Which made his body is what? Or dress is najis. For example, if his dress with its wetness touches a kafir, his dress with its wetness, and that dress what? Was wet. Okay? And this dress with wetness touches a kafir, and you know that kafir, he is the essential najasa, wa ayn najasa. Okay? And he does not believe a kafir to be najis. And this person doesn't believe that the kafir is what? Is najis. If he doesn't believe that kafir isn't a najis, is he going to wash his clothes to purify it? Definitely no. Definitely no. So, I'm not going, when he's absent and coming back again, I'm not going saying that his clothes become what? Become pure. Why? Because he doesn't believe that. No, Sayyidina, this person, he said, he believes that kafir is not najis. He believes that kafir is what? Is not najis. So, in this case, he's not going to wash his clothes. Okay? Alright. So, and he does not believe a kafir to be najis, his dress will not be deemed what? Pure after his disappearance. You see? Okay. That Muslim should know that his body or dress has touched a najis thing. And this person, for in our example, Sheikh Amir, he should know that his body or his dress what touched the najis or the najasa. Condition number 3, that the man should have been seen using that thing for a purpose which requires it being what? Pure. And also this thing which become najis, which is belong to a Muslim, and this thing should be used to what? Should be used for the purposes that we need it to be what? Pure. For example, the clothes I needed to wear, when I perform what? Salah. Or the rug that I pray on. So this rug, it should be what? It should be pure. So in this case, I need to purify them. But if this thing which become najis, then I don't need to use it with or to perform salah or something needs what? Needs purification. So I should not want to purify it or to wash it. For example, he should have been seen offering prayers with that dress. Which was this dress? Which was touched the kafir. Yes, praying. Okay. Condition number 4. There should be an expectation. There should be an expectation that the Muslim knows that the condition for the act he wants to perform is to be pak. Okay? And we have to know that this Muslim, he knows that he is coming to pray, and the prayers needs his clothes to be what? To be pure. Alright, for example, if he does not know what the dress of one who offers the prayers should be pak, and he offers the prayers with a najis dress. Okay, for example, I repeat it again. For example, if he does not know that the dress of one who offers the prayers should be pack, okay? And he offers the prayers with najis dress. That dress cannot be considered to be what? To be pure. To be pure. Because he is what? He's performing prayers with what? With mutanajjis. With mutanajjis thawb. With mutanajjis thawb. Okay. Last condition in order to consider that the absent of the Muslim is what? The absent of Muslim is what we call it, refers to this thing is pure. Alright, now, so the Muslim should be conscious of the difference between najis and pak. So the Muslim should be what? Should be conscious that what is the difference between what? Between the najis and pure thing. And that he should not be careless about it. He should know what is the difference between najis and the pure. This is one thing. Another thing, he should what? He should not be careless about it. Yes, this person, I'm talking about this person, this Muslim, he should know what is the difference between najis and what? And the pure thing. This is first thing. And second thing, shouldn't be careless. It means shouldn't be careless about it. If he is careless, his thing will not be considered pure. You know, what we think of this person, we call it in Arabic muttaham, as it will comes in the coming issues. It means muttaham, that he doesn't care if his clothes or his things najis or pure, doesn't matter, are equal. So in this case, we don't have what? We don't have to say that his clothes will be what? Will be pure. These the five conditions. Now we came to issue number what? To issue number 222. If a person is certain or satisfied that a thing which was najis has become pure, if a person is certain or satisfied that a thing which was najis has become pak, pure, okay? Or if two just people or persons testify showing why it is what? Why it is pure. Then that thing is what? That thing is what? Is pure. That thing is pure. Because he has a knowledge. Or two persons testify that thing is what? That thing is pure. So he considered consider that is what is pure. And similarly, when a person who possesses the najis thing reliably says that it has become what? Pure. Okay? And this person who is reliably says, yani we can trust his speech, he said that this thing has become what? Has become pure. Or when a Muslim has washed the najis thing with water, even if it may not be known whether or not he has washed it properly, the thing will be considered what? Pure. The thing will be considered pure. But not consider it is what? It is najis. Why? Because this Muslim, he said, I washed it. Okay? Or who possesses the najis thing, he is reliably says that it has become what? It has become pure. So I should take his word and accept his word. Okay? Yes. Now, within issue number 229, if a person undertakes to wash and make pack, okay? If a person undertakes to wash and make pure the dress of another person and confirms having washed it, he said that he has washed it, and if the other person is satisfied with what he is told, I satisfied what he said, okay, the dress is what? Is it pure? In this case, the dress is it pure. Alright. Issue number 230. This is the last issue. If a person is in such a mental state, look, this person in such a mental state that he can never be certain about a najis thing becoming what? Becoming pure. So what he should do? In this case, we mean that this person who has doubt, كثير الشك, he doubt a lot, okay, he suspect everything, okay. So now what he should do, say Sistani said, he should follow the method used by the common people. He should follow what? The method of the common people. That doesn't mean he has to keep following his doubt and to work according to his suspect. No, he has to leave his suspect and to follow what? And to follow the common people, the normal people. والحمد لله رب العالمين.